From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. An EgyptAir Airbus A320 on a flight from Paris to Cairo with 69 people on board vanished from radar early Thursday, shortly after entering Egyptian airspace. The aircraft is identified as Flight 804 and was at a cruising altitude of about 11,000 meters when it disappeared. One of the more than 200 Nigerian schoolgirls abducted by the Sunni militant group Boko Haram more than 2 years ago has been rescued. Amina Ali, discovered Tuesday in the Sambisa Forest of northeast Borno State by civilian vigilantes on patrol with soldiers. The abduction of nearly 300 girls from their school village in Chibok, April 14, 2014, sparked international outrage. Amina Ali is said to be in the state capital of Maiduguri and will reportedly meet in Abuja with President Muhammadu Buhari on Thursday. He's made defeating Boko Haram insurgency a top priority. In Washington, Florida Congresswoman Frederica Wilson welcomed the news. She has said it's time for the U.S. and other nations to join Nigeria in the hunt for the remaining abducted girls. Aboku Gaji, leader of the vigilante group in Chibok, told VOA it's believed other girls are still in the Sambisa Forest, a militant stronghold, and that six of the abducted girls died in captivity. Ugandan opposition leader Kizza Besigye has been ordered detained until June 1st on charges of treason after being accused of unlawfully declaring himself president following February's disputed election, won by longtime incumbent Yoweri Museveni. Besigye insists the vote was rigged. He's charged with treason in 2005, has been detained many times in repeated efforts to unseat Mr. Museveni. This is VOA News. A U.S. airstrike has killed two high-value individuals in an attack on an Islamic State building in Iraq. Baghdad-based military spokesman Colonel Steve Warren said Wednesday the May 13 strike killed Abu Hamza, Abu and Abu Safiya. He described Hamza as a mid-level military commander with links to al-Qaeda who planned and conducted attacks against Americans during Operation Iraqi Freedom.
More recently, he's been responsible for coordinating ISIL fighters, reinforcements, and finances in the Euphrates River Valley. Local fighters thought highly of him as a motivator and a leader. Now he's dead, as is his associate, Abu Safiya, who is responsible for staging chemical attacks in the Euphrates River Valley.
Warren said overall the U.S. has targeted and killed more than 120 high-value fighters in Islamic State since the beginning of 2015. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry in Cairo Wednesday met Egyptian President Abdel Fattah el-Sisi on a host of issues, including reviving the moribund Israeli-Palestinian peace process. John Kirby is a Washington-based U.S. spokesman.
Look, it's an important relationship and for so many reasons and on so many levels. And that's why the secretary felt it was important to go to Cairo today to talk about some of those issues in more detail. Specifically, I think, you know, Egyptians have also floated some ideas that they might have about the Middle East peace process, and the secretary wanted to hear directly from President el-Sisi about what some of those ideas were.
Kerry was also expected to discuss Libya, Syria, and the ongoing security crackdown on dissent in Egypt. The Afghan government Wednesday signed a tentative agreement with the Hezbi Islami militant group, but it lacks the approval of militant leader Gulbuddin Ekmatyar, a veteran of decades of conflict. Ekmatyar, suspected of committing war crimes, is a U.S.-designated terrorist. The U.S. Wednesday welcomed Kabul's effort to engage the group in peace talks. In beleaguered Venezuela, riot police clashed with protesters in Caracas Wednesday over demands for a recall referendum aimed at removing President Nicolas Maduro from office. Protester Jose Mendoza said the military is propping up Mr. Maduro. Most Venezuelans, he said, want democracy. Demonstrations across the country are reflecting a growing frustration over the economic decline of the South American nation, beset by food and power shortages, high crime, corruption, and hyperinflation. The U.S. Defense Department Wednesday said two Chinese warplanes conducted an unsafe intercept of a U.S. spy plane in international airspace over the South China Sea. It's an incident that took place May 7. A Pentagon spokesman said it's being reviewed. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.